So welcome everybody to our Sunday Master service. Just a few things before we begin. I will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages that I'll give, and those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll find them on the Sunday service page on our website. If you want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome to do so, but please bear in mind that any recordings you make, they're for personal use only, and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. But if you would like a copy of the prayer or the blessing that we're going to use this evening, then Sue Little has kindly agreed to administrate these for me. So if you send an email to this address, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, and just say Sunday service prayers, please, Sue will send those back to you as a PDF document. edwin.c.notes@gmail.com if you want a copy of the prayers and blessing. There's no meditation script for this evening because Saint Germain has said that he's going to channel it. We're doing a whole Saint Germain Sunday service. He's hijacked the entire Sunday service. I've been working with him a lot recently. He's hanging around a lot. So no script. It's going to be entirely channeled by him. If you find that you have any questions that arise from either the channeling this evening or the meditation that we do, or a message that you might receive a little bit later on, you can send those questions to me. I'll answer those questions for free, of course. And my personal email address is edwincourtney@googlemail.com or edwincourtney@gmail.com. Either one of them should find me. And I'm very, very happy to answer any questions that you might have in that department. I might suggest that you grab a pen and pad in case you want to scribble anything down of importance that you hear. Also, if you do get a message and you want to ask me about it, you will probably need to prompt me a little bit because I probably won't remember what the message was. So even if it's just a rough idea of what I said, it should be enough to kind of jog my memory and I'll be able to give you a little bit more information probably. There'll be no question and answer moments because this is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour without a break. So at the moment you're all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. That's just to prevent any chaos from reigning. So as I say, I've been working with the Ascended Master Saint Germain all day. So it only seemed fitting that he should step forward and hijack the service this evening. So it's dedicated entirely to him, to the seventh ray, to the violet flame, and any of the messages that come forward later on, they'll be coming directly from him as well. We're going to start with a little opening prayer, and I've decided tonight that I'm going to sing the prayer to you. It's in Latin, so I just want you to sit back and close your eyes, get nice and comfortable, and take a few deep breaths, and I'm just going to, there we go, just turn off the doorbell. So I'm just going to sing this little prayer to you in Latin. So just sit back and open yourself to the presence of the Master.
Sanctus Germanus, ego invocare vas Dominus, atem quod viola seius quod septima radium. Sanctus Germanus, ego invocare vas Dominus, Sanctus Germanus, ego invocare vos. Sanctus Germanus, Deus, ego in vocare vos Dominus, a te, quod viola seius flamma, autem quod septima radium, sanctus Germanus, ego in vocare vos Dominus, veni, 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 veni ut mihi, sanctus Germanus, ego in vocare vos.
So keep your eyes closed and we'll go straight into the channeling from the Master Saint-Germain. These are challenging times, personally, planetarily, cosmically. All are feeling the powerful forces that pass through your world at this moment in time. Ascension energies that are endeavoring to contribute to the spiritual evolution and progression of man and the planet. This is a powerful year, more so than many might have imagined it would be. It is a year where the forces of the seventh ray are being concentrated in order to bring to the surface those things that have for too long been hidden, those things that for too long mankind has burdened themselves with, those things for too long that mankind has suffered from. It is a year where lies will be brought into the light of truth, where deception and falsity will be transformed, where darkness and malignancy will be exposed and cleared, and where anger will rise to the surface of the consciousness of man, enabling them to see the true source and origin of its presence within them, and the corrections that need to be made in order to ensure not only that this anger is exorcised and banished, but that the root of it is plucked out and transformed. It is important then this year that you lean heavily into my presence and my power, and the presence of the Violet Flame family, my soulmate, Lady Portia, Zadkiel, the Archangel of the Violet Flame, and those other Violet Flame angels too that are spoken less regularly of, Jeremiel, Tzafkiel, Amitrael, Samael. It is important that you draw upon our wisdom and our guidance, our comfort and our strength, and that you utilize the power of the Violet Flame to cleanse yourself and others, to cleanse and clear your world. It is important too that you do not bear down too hard upon yourself, that you do not punish yourself for your actions and reactions. As the energy of the Violet Flame moves through you, it will draw to the surface of your consciousness and being poisons that have been held for too long in your spirit and your soul. The Violet Flame is a poultice. It will draw to the surface of your being those forces that have stirred deep within the tides and currents of your thoughts and feelings, manifested there as a result of your anger or envy or fear or sadness or grief or pain, inherited from your ancestral line, absorbed from from those people around you. It is important then to acknowledge that any bouts of depression, bouts of anger, bouts of despair that seem to come from nowhere are not a result of mental frailty or emotional instability, but rather part and parcel of the process of that alchemical shift and transformation that all of mankind journeys through now. You must give yourself then the benefit of the doubt. You must make exception for these exceptional times. You must place yourself in the violet flame and let these things be cleared. One of the symptoms that many will find themselves experiencing at the moment is a deep exhaustion. It will come in waves. Sometimes you will feel chipper, normal, bright, and at other times exhausted, paralyzed, wiped clean and clear of energy. You must endeavor as best you can to abide by the ebbs and tides of your being. When you are tired, rest. When you have energy, act. Give yourself permission to be exhausted. It is partly due to the clearing that you are experiencing. Many of you will not realize just how much negative energy you have been living on for such a long period of time. When that energy is cleared, it can create a collapse in the subtle bodies until those subtle bodies are filled with power and light again. As a result of this, you may feel temporarily exhausted. Another symptom that many of you may be experiencing now is great anger. You will find that you are triggered by the slightest thing, the smallest thing, the most inconsequential thing. You may find yourself relating this anger to moments from your far past where you have felt embarrassed or foolish, where you have felt thwarted or belittled. You may find yourself thinking about incidences in your life that occurred a long, long time ago, incidences that you thought you were long over, that you thought were long resolved. Once again, it is the power of the violet flame, the power of the seventh ray that stirs these fragments to your consciousness. They are tiny, unresolved elements of memory and emotion. They are suppressed anger for years and years and years, which have not been grounded or dissolved, but simply sat upon, sealed inside yourself, welling up, growing greater and stronger in number and power. The violet flame gives them release that they might be transformed and cleared, enabling your energy system to run with a greater smoothness and power. Let these thoughts and feelings out. Let them free, and let them be transformed and cleared now, once and for all. Call upon me by name. Summon the violet flame. Call upon those other members of the violet flame family. Visualize yourself, placing this anger, this rage, this fear, this sadness into a thurible of violet light, that it might be transformed. Surrender it willingly, openly. Place it in our hands, in our care, and we will take it from you, and we will leave in its place light and love. We stand to serve, to aid and guide and heal. Call upon us then in any way that you know how. Think of our faces, of our names, of those symbols that you associate with us. Call from the heart. No lengthy invocations are required. We will hear your intention and we will come. Above all, as you move forwards, be kind to yourself and others. Love yourself. Be gentle. Make exceptions for these exceptional times and make exceptions too for others, knowing that they also are experiencing the same processes of change and transformation that you yourself are. In love, then, take these words, this guidance, and remember, we are here to aid and serve and heal. Now, if you want to keep your eyes closed, we're going to do a meditation which will be led by the Ascended Master Saint Germain. It'll be an earth healing meditation calling upon the power of the violet flame. Just take a few breaths then. Get yourself nice and comfortable. And we'll begin. Take a few breaths in, out, long, slow, and deep. Relax your shoulders, your arms and hands, your legs and feet. Let the chair take your full weight and focus on the sound of my voice. As you breathe in and out, allow yourself to relax and be at peace, to sink deeper into a state of calm and stillness. The power of the seventh ray is all around you. It flows down into your world this year, concentrated and summoned by the sacred geometry of the year's number. Now more than ever, its energy can be felt, can be drawn upon, can be conjured, channeled, and focused. It's concentrated light conjured through willing intent. Feel it all around you, a rippling wave of violet power coming into focus as you bring your attention to it in the air. With each in-breath, you draw it into your body. You draw it into the cells of your form, into your chakras. With each in-breath, you pull upon the power of the violet light and conjure and call it into your being. Bring your focus then to the brow center, the chakra in the body that is most in tune with the frequency of the violet flame. As you hold your attention here, the brow immediately begins to open and dilate, and the energy of the violet flame, conjured and drawn into your form, begins to accumulate here, strengthening the brow chakra's opening, filling the brow chakra with power and energy and light. Your brow chakra is like the headlamp of a car, dazzling, bright, burning, energized, amplified with the power of the violet flame, casting its glow out into the space around you. Now I want you to bring your focus upon the earth, your world, the planet. I want you to bring your focus on the ground beneath your feet, on your garden, on the land upon which your home is built, upon parks and woods and forests and streams, rivers and cascades, hills and mountain tops. I want you to bring your focus to those parts of the planet that struggle and suffer, plagued with pollution, famine, war, damaged by the trauma of mankind, damaged by mankind's pollution. I want you to let your mind wander over the earth, upon its scars, its blasted heaths, its deserts, its rainforests, cut to stumps. I want you to let your mind reach out to those places on the planet that are in need. Now let the power of the violet flame that flows through you flow out through your brow to those places on the planet that are in need. Cast the light of your brow, amplified and strengthened by the violet flame that streams through it, out into the world, out onto the earth. See the violet flame pass through these lands, cleansing, clearing, healing, transforming. And as it does so, speak these words with me. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence, the Ascended Masters Saint Germain and Lady Portia, the Archangels Zadkiel, Samael, Raguel, Jeremiel, Tzafkiel, and all the other violet flame angels. Let your violet flame blaze forth into the earth, saturating it with freedom's forgiving fire. Into the earth, transmuting negative energy with mercy and compassion. Into the earth, blessing, healing all elemental and animal life. Into the earth, her consciousness, being, and spirit. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence, the Ascended Masters Saint Germain and Lady Portia, the Archangels Zadkiel, Samael, Raguel, Jeremiel, Tzafkiel, and all the other violet flame angels. Let your violet flame blaze forth into the earth, saturating it with freedom's forgiving fire. Into the earth, transmuting negative energy with mercy and compassion. Into the earth, blessing, healing all elemental and animal life. Into the earth, her consciousness, being, and spirit. Let the power of the violet flame flow through you, and in a moment my voice will return to guide you on. Now take a few deep breaths. Let the final remnants of the violet flame energy pass through you out into the world around you. Give thanks to the Master Saint Germain and to the power of the violet flame. Let the brow center begin to return to its normal size, shape, and form. Breathe in and out. Bring your attention back to your body, back to the chair beneath you, back to the ground beneath you. Breathe down through your legs and your feet. Breathe through the soles of your feet, deep down into the earth, roots deep and wide to ground yourself. Breathe a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus centers. Blur your awareness back into your body, back into your room. And when you're ready in your own time, open your eyes and return. Strictly speaking, of course, the violet flame energy is not a healing ray. It can be used for healing, but it is primarily an alchemical ray and primarily a ray that is used for cleansing. But such a big part of the earth's need is to do with cleansing, because not only is the earth struggling at the moment as a result of physical pollutions and invisible pollutions, such as electromagnetism. But the earth, of course, also suffers from the pollution that we place onto it psychically as a result of our trauma, whether that is our anger and our fear and our pessimism and negativity, or whether that is suffering and pain and horror that people experience in places of war. So where there are wars on the earth, not only is the earth struggling because of the damage, the physical structural damage that is being done to the earth as a result of the bombs and mortar shells and what have you, but also the earth is carrying the burden of the horror and the fear of the people. So when we aim the energy of the violet flame on places like Ukraine, for instance, though of course there are plenty other places in the world that are undergoing wars too, that ability to transmute the negative energy really can help lift the burden of that from the planet. And when the planet isn't coping with the burden of that, it can use its substantial energies to regenerate itself far more quicker. So we mustn't ever feel that working with the violet flame on the planet is not having an effect. It might not have it be having an immediate effect, but it is freeing the earth up of the weight of the negativity and the pollution that it's having to deal with, so that it then can work on restoring its own healing balance. The opening prayer that we used is one of my own. You'll have to forgive my Latin. I only got GCSE level B. But it means, Saint Germain, I call upon you, ascended master of the violet flame of the seventh ray. Saint Germain, I call upon you, Master, come to me. So it can be spoken, it can be sung. I've given Sue the Latin and the English translation And the tune, of course, is in the recording if you want to use that. If you have any questions about the channeling, if you have any questions about your experiences of that earth healing meditation, please don't hesitate to shoot me an email, and I'm more than happy to answer those free of charge. I'm going to stop the recording now because we're heading towards the messages section. So let me do that.